Listening Library presents Dead Voices by Katherine Arden. Read for you by Renee Dorian. Chapter 1. Winter in East Evansburg, and just after dusk, five people in a beat-up old Subaru peeled out of town in a snowstorm. Snow and road salt flew up from their tires as they got on the highway heading north. The five were nearly the only people on the road. "A major winter storm is blanketing parts of northern Vermont with 8 inches overnight," said the radio, crackling. "Be advised that the roads are dangerous." The Subaru kept going. In front were two adults. In the back were three kids. Coco Zintner sat in the middle of the back seat because she was the smallest. She was short and skinny, her eyes blue, her hair, Coco's favorite thing about herself, an odd pinkish blonde. Coco peered nervously through the windshield. The road looked slippery. They were going to spend the next 3 hours driving on it. "Awesome," said the girl to Coco's left. Her name was Olivia Adler. She was Coco's best friend, and she wasn't nervous at all. 8 inches overnight. She pressed her nose to the car window. She had big dark eyes and the kind of corkscrewing curls that couldn't ever be brushed, because they'd frizz. She stared out at the snowstorm with delight. "We're going to have so much fun tomorrow." Coco's other best friend, the boy on Coco's right, grinned back at Ollie. The Subaru's storage area was piled high with bags. He reached into the jumble and patted his green ski boots. "It's gonna be lit," he said. "Don't look so nervous, Tiny." That was to Coco. She scowled. Brian gave